Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I bet Jimmy Carter helps us spread that word around the country. Jimmy Carter helps us spread the word each morning thanks to Precision Camera, Swertner Farm and Ranch, and Crestview RV. Hello, you word spreader.
You know, if you put that band and had them go to McDonald's in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, they wouldn't even know who they were.
True. You're right. I'll give you that.
I think it's the strangest phenomenon of them all, because San Francisco music eventually made it out to the world. But for the last, you know, the whole time I've been covering this, there have been groups that have just not, you know, been able to take their music and move it just 100 miles to the east or whatever. Pat Green was an example of that. I was sure he was going to be a Garth Brooks-like talent, watching him do what he did in Texas. And you can say that for about four or five other acts that have really made it big. Parker McCollum is the current one who can fill up NRG Stadium. But, you know, I don't know how well he does out on the road, much past, you know, the borders of Texas. So it's weird. It's not that they're doing anything so strange. I've never understood the phenomenon. And I don't think you guys have either, have you?
I think I kind of like the fact that some of those guys, they've tried to go to Nashville and tried to do the global thing and didn't work. So they play where they can and when they can, and where some of these one-hit wonders aren't still playing, that they're still riding around in a 45-foot Prevost.
No, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Right. I mean, they've made a whole life that they can play. There's enough places to play in Texas. You may not need to go anywhere else. But I just don't understand why the music has not transferred.
Yeah,
I mean, it certainly did for Willie Nelson. It certainly did, you know, for Asleep at the Wheel for the most part. They've been able to be pretty much a national act. I think they should have gotten more respect in Nashville than they have because they're so good. But it's fascinating. Like, I went to a concert, and I don't go to many anymore. I've kind of had my fill. But I had special circumstances, and I went to see these Russians play Friday night. Leonid and Friends, who are from part Ukraine, part from Moscow. And they do cover music of Chicago, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Ides of March.
Seen those guys on the internet, and
they were better than even live. I couldn't believe it.
Really?
They didn't have strings with them, and they didn't have percussion section. That's the only thing they didn't have. But I've seen Chicago many times, and they're musically as good as Chicago, musically. And then, you know, the vocals. English is not their first language.
I was going to say, how'd that go?
It's good, but it's a little bit rough, but it's great enough. And I was just amazed how well they sounded and how perfect they were. And they'll be in Texas pretty soon, I think, again on this tour. Leonid and Friends. If you have YouTube, you can call them up there. It's really pretty, pretty special.
Leonid and
Minecraft,
Friends. They're not bombing Ukraine.
L-E-O-N-I-D. And I saw them backstage. I kind of nodded at everybody, but they understand English. But they don't speak it great, so I didn't have a conversation, but I did see them. Today is Loretta Lynn's birthday, by the way. That's somebody who was a special person for sure. And if you ever need to, if you ever get lost in what is country music, go listen to Loretta Lynn, and that'll give you a good primer on what it was or what it used, you know, the roots of it were anyway, no doubt about it. She was, I played on TV this morning, You Ain't Woman Enough to Take My Man.
Good song.
The I couldn't believe this had never happened before, never happened to me before. I watched the end of the Masters. I've done that before. But I got all into it.
Me too.
I watched him miss the putt on the 18, and then they had to have playoff, and I just put it on my computer here in front of me and focused on it entirely. And, man, when he got that putt, I got a tear.
So I said, Bob, I asked him early this morning, I was like, did you get emotional too? I was like, yeah, he got caught up.
Yeah, it was. Golf is not my deal, but that is such a tremendous sporting event, and that was such an incredible story.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you know, I don't get teared up for baseball. I don't remember, I don't think I've ever been teared up for football. But, man, for golf to get me like that, that was...
I know, right?
I couldn't believe it. I just thought it was just strange. The Postal Service is going to raise rates very soon from 73 to 78 cents for those of you that are still mailing letters. I'm not one of them. I don't think I... Now I am totally not mailing anything. And I love the post. I was there till the end, pretty much. But within the last year, I've gone everything is electronic, you know, all that stuff. I do get two things in the mail every month that I can't get transferred over. One is going to be left after this month. But it just takes 6 days to go from Macon, Georgia to Birmingham, Alabama in the postal stuff. That's crazy. I mean, in from Dallas, same way. I get an email, I get a mail from Dallas. It takes 6 days, sometimes seven. Your explosion has made some national news, but this year everybody's kind of iffy. They don't really know what caused the explosion.
Not yet, except that you know, the investigators say being investigated as a fire or an accident, definitely not as a criminal activity. And then CBS 42 talked to the woman. She and her husband were rebuilding that house and living about a mile away. She was at the other house. He was busy building inside the house. There you go. And no gas but a propane tank. So, yeah.
Well, that was a heck of a propane tank that went up then. Did it kill him?
Very rare. No, but he's critical and going through a bunch of surgeries. They kind of portray it like he's going to make it, you know, but I don't know.
It's kind of a freak thing, though, I guess, but it certainly was. I mean, that's just strange. This happened to people, and I had it happen to me, but it wasn't international, but it was a national flight. We couldn't get into Minneapolis one night because of thunderstorms, and the plane couldn't stay up there forever, so we landed in Des Moines. But the airport had pretty much already closed up, and so they were going to keep us on the plane, but there was nobody to take us up there because they couldn't work the jet bridge. There were no employees. They finally let us walk around, you know, let us walk off the plane on the steps, and we went into the terminal to use the bathroom and everything. We were there like 6 or 7, 8 hours, and before we got on the plane, went back to Minneapolis. But and finally got there in the middle of the night. Our planes had all left. It was a nightmare. But this is worse. These planes were coming from Cabo San Lucas and one from Mexico City to Atlanta. Atlanta had bad thunderstorms. They made the planes land in Montgomery. Montgomery was closed down and doesn't have a customs that time of night, so they had to stay on the plane. They couldn't get off the plane. They were there 12 or 13 hours. They were given pretzels.
Yeah, because they, like you said, there was Delta took the hit for us that it wasn't our finest hour. We weren't our best, but they had no choice because without a customs receiving clearance, a set of officers and all that, they couldn't let them off the plane.
Yeah, and that's, you know, I mean, they've got to make some kind of plans, you know, plans for this when this kind of thing
happens. Yeah, call some people into work.
You know, I mean, or just do something, but you can't leave all those people on a plane for 13 hours. That's terrible. And if you can't land, you know, someplace that has a custom thing, that's fine. Like Des Moines was where they had to go to get fuel. because they couldn't stay up in the air any longer. But, you know, there was no food or anything. We got by because it was daytime, and it was bad that we missed all our connections. But to be on the plane for 13 hours, I can't even imagine to be on there for that long. That must have been really, really, really crazy. Tomorrow's tax day. Still time to file an extension for October. Markets will be closed on Good Friday. Sunday is Easter. The NBA has a play-in tournament that starts Tuesday through Friday. Playoffs begin on Saturday. Trump passed all his physical stuff, physical and cognitive test. Doctor says he's fully fit. Saturday Night Live made me laugh one time. They changed the name from White Lotus to White POTUS and okay. did something on that, and it was funny. I mean, it was pretty funny. Yeah, you know, you gotta laugh sometimes. You gotta laugh with him or at him or something. Stephen A. Smith, he is considering a run for the presidency, but he right now says he is not going to do that. If you are thinking of Christmas already, and you're not, Barbie dolls, microwaves, maybe some of the items made in China that we rely on most that may or may not be available in December. So if you're going to think about getting Barbie, you better go buy it now and bank it just in case. There was arson at the governor's mansion. Somebody tried to set the fire and kill the governor of Pennsylvania over the weekend. They arrested him, 38-year-old Cody Ballmer. I don't know much about him, but the family was unharmed. Raised some concerns about political violence. A teenager has been charged with murdering his parents as part of a plot to kill President Trump. The case has been investigated as part of domestic extremism. I think that was in Wisconsin or Minnesota, one of the two states like that. Planes keep falling out of the air, and that bothers people. A twin-engine Mitsubishi MU-2B crashed in a muddy field in Copake, New York, killing all six aboard. One of them was a doctor, a Harvard neurosurgeon, and experienced pilot. They were going to a birthday celebration, to a Passover birthday celebration in the Catskills. Low altitude alert, don't know, MTSB's going. Boca Raton, tragic plane crash, Cessna 310. Rudder malfunction. A lot of people saw this one because he was struggling near the airport to land, but with the rudder, couldn't quite do it. Bystander was injured. Rip current got some people. One guy, 17-year-old boy. Two others hospitalized. Rip current, Lake Worth Beach, Florida. That's on the Atlantic side near Palm Beach. And then there was a boat turned over that no one seems to be putting in the news. That 4, 5, 6 people missing. I think it's one of those boats with 10 or 20 people on it, you know, that are coming from wherever, Cuba or someplace. And it's out there still looking for them. They found a few of the people.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
7:55 now with Page 2. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Now, watching the Blue Origin people, that's Gayle King and Katy Perry and the woman that's going to marry Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez. They're all up now into the, they've gone up to the rocket. It's 34 minutes from takeoff, and they're doing a little prayer and doing a little round table thing right now and going through it. So they just went up, left the cars, got them, went up the elevator to the rocket, and they're getting ready to go in there. 34 minutes and 34 seconds to lift off. How can you watch this? I think CBS is going live with it. Don't hold me to that. But I'm watching it on BlueOrigin.com. BlueOrigin.com. I was looking here at the, they don't ever talk about this too much. I guess it's tacky to talk about it, but how much money these golfers are making. Did you see that Rory McIlroy got $4.2 million?
That's right.
Because he won.
Yep.
Justin Rose got $2.268 million. That's not bad for a second place.
I'd take it.
$2.2 million. Patrick Reed got $1.4 million. Scotty Scheffler got $1 million, pretty much even $1,008,000, and then on from there. Even the one that finished 52nd place, Tom Kim, got $51,660.
Pretty good. And, of course, Rory got the Grand Slam, only the sixth golfer to ever do it.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Now, I don't know, you know, if he made $4.2 million, but with that, you get a gold medal, some kind of gold medal, and then you get a replica of the Masters trophy to take home. And
get that cool green jacket you can wear around.
You get that. You wear that. It doesn't go with too much, but you can wear it.
So it fit in great. Jimmy, do they measure them beforehand?
Yeah, they pre-measured them. They have it all in everybody's size.
All right.
Yeah, that's all been pre-done. I don't know where they eat dinner that night, though. That would be a problem. I don't know if they have a catered meal for them and something formal out there or what. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, it's catered. Remember, the previous Masters winner, in this case Scottie Scheffler, gets to pick the menu. And he went out with a huge Texas deal that had a 3-pound cowboy ribeye that everybody said, "What are you doing, Scotty? None of us can eat this." I mean,
yeah, they're all healthy.
Because they are healthy, aren't they? Although, what was he chewing? Oh, McIlroy was chewing something. He got something he was chewing
on. Like an energy chew, one of those.
An energy chew of some sort. Yeah, that was interesting. By the way, stock market, starting out good. It's up 420 points before the beginning. Oil is up from where it was last week. It's at 62.32. NASDAQ futures up 360. So we're starting out ahead today as the tariff exemptions are boosting the tech stocks, if you're wondering about all that. So, did you hear about this pastor, he's from Tennessee, that was abducted by armed masked men while preaching a sermon before a congregation in South Africa's Eastern Cape province? So they just came right in and took him out, and then got his own truck. And so they're trying to find him. American Embassy's trying to help and all that stuff, too. That was just one of those strange stories, that's for sure. The people at Meta are having to go before the U.S. Federal Trade Commission. They may want to try to break up Meta and take away their Instagram and WhatsApp. I've never used WhatsApp. I don't even know what it is, but it's on my phone. Anybody ever use that?
Yeah, I've used it. A lot of people use it.
What's it for?
You can use it as a phone service. So a lot of people that are overseas that are trying to, it's a messenger site, basically. But a lot of people use it. It's just a messenger conduit for, you know, for Facebook, really, for Meta. But it has a phone service on it.
But that's different.
So if you have somebody over there and you don't want to pay for, if you want to call somebody in Germany, you can use WhatsApp. It's also a way that you can use secret messages to somebody you don't want to get caught with.
Oh, okay. Well, noted. So they're trying to have them taken.
I've noted how much he knows about that is what I've noted.
I didn't know.
I know a lot about social media, you know.
Okay, yeah, that's good.
I'll tell you, though, of all these things, now, one thing I don't know, now, is Snap the same thing as Snapchat?
It is, yes.
Okay, they call it just Snap.
That's like kids call it the Gram, TikTok. It's Instagram.
I don't post on TikTok, or at least I don't think I do. I just read and see what it is, and it's a lot of junk. I mean, it's I don't know, and then Twitter has turned into something so much more political and junky too, since Musk took it over. I really enjoyed it when it was plain old Twitter, you know, because it was doing news, and the news stuff is sort of still there, but a lot of things are very political one way or the other on there. So my favorite one, I stay mad at Facebook. I love YouTube. I really love YouTube. YouTube is great.
Which one are you getting checks from?
Both. Well, Facebook and YouTube, but I just love YouTube if I didn't get any checks from them.
I got you.
I mean, YouTube, do you don't ever go to YouTube and just
look around? I mean, it's endless. That's the problem.
It's endless, yeah.
It's endless.
And it's got and more stuff all the time. People are loading. One of the things I don't understand is that they're so rough on you, and I understand why, because they're getting a lot of heat, you know, on copyright stuff. So if you went to a concert and you posted something, you're going to get hit on the copyright within 10 seconds.
Welcome to our world.
Big time, yeah.
Yeah, so these bots are pretty big, you know, pretty good. They can do that now. So I'm not sure how some of these people are putting up some of the stuff that they do. This was always a problem why people couldn't use Dick Clark clips and things like that, because you had to pay, you know, a phenomenal amount of money. It was when you went and did something else, generally. So this week, we're going to be, going to be doing Roller Coaster Ride again with tariffs. And it sounds like we're at least starting out to go, some big until something happens. I think El Salvador's in town, Vietnam, and Italy are coming to try to work out personal deals. And maybe they'll announce some soon. I think it would be good for them to do that, to say they made X and X agreement with somebody, but we'll see. And again, this new Shepherd thing is taking off, unless there's a hold or something, in 28 minutes from now. So that's, and it's going along. So New Shepherd mission NS-31 from somewhere out there in central West Texas.
Yeah, I think
27 minutes and 6 seconds and counting down.
Yeah, ooh, it looks like
Katy Perry
is
Hello.
In fact going to cover that.
Oh, Jeff Bezos is on this one too.
Well, it's his deal.
Well, I mean, I thought it was they're.
I think he's just up there looking around.
All women, and it was going to be the first women.
It's all right. Women. He'd love to go up there and get weightless with them, but he can't. His girl's up there, though.
Yeah. Apparently, if you're a rich billionaire, you can have a really hot significant other, Jimmy.
Isn't that something?
Getting weightless with it, is that like getting jiggy with it?
Kind of.
Yeah.
I just wonder.
Well, again, they go up, and go real fast, and then they get up there, and they're there for 55 seconds or something, and not very long.
Would you do it?
They got to strap back in.
Would you do it?
No. No, I would have gone up in shuttle or something, but not for 55 seconds to go through all that drama for 55 seconds, no.
Bob, would you go through that?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if these women do it, then...
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
I mean, William Shatner did it.
And he's like 99.
What's his name? Michael Strahan. I mean... It's over in 14 minutes. Of course, everything could be over in 14 minutes, but
it could be over in a lot quicker than that. And risk isn't worth the reward for 55 seconds up there. I've been in the Concorde at not quite as high as that, but pretty close. But it would be cool to see from up there. I'm sure it would be.
Later next hour, Eric, how high have you been? Hunting with a break, were you? Duck hunting?
I'll carry on.
See you tomorrow, Jimmy. Jimmy Carter brought to you by good folks at Precision Camera in South and North Austin. Swertner Farm and Ranch is in Gerald, Texas, or darn near, actually, in Swertner, Texas. And Crestview RV. You'll find them in Buda. You'll also find them in Georgetown and Hewitt, Texas, America, where it's great to be alive. More to come with Eric and Bob in just a moment.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.